Blog Talk Radio.
If you're not a Christian, you're not my brother or my sister.
And then everybody just flocks to it. People would just open their eyes and analyze a little bit more, and quit watching stuff like Fox News that's just propaganda, and vote for people that really are decent leaders, then we wouldn't have this mess. But this is the reason we've got the crisis, is because of the voting populace of the state of Alabama, and the same people that elected Bentley, the speaker, and these other poor leaders that we've got, Luther Strange, Kay Ivey, they're out there now hollering and screaming for Donald Trump, which is just, he's just another a terrible example of the kind of people that we do not want to be leading our country or our state. But the voters keep falling for this, and as long as we've got voters that are so ill-informed and vote like they've been voting in recent elections, we're going to continue having the terrible leadership crisis that we've got in this state. And it's sad. It's sickening. It breaks my heart. We didn't have this. They didn't say what they want to about the Democrat leadership when I was in Montgomery for 28 years. We never had this type of crisis. I mean, it just didn't happen. I never heard of an elected senator or representative paid by companies to pass legislation like they've got the Speaker of the House charged with 23 counts. You know, this is deplorable. I was right in the middle of it. In fact, I was in charge for 12 or 15 years, and if there'd been something illegal going on, I darn sure would have had a sense of it, would have known about it, and it wouldn't have happened. But it just was not happening. That Luther Strange came after me after I got out of office. He thought he'd dig up this dirt that these Republicans thought existed down there. He spent 2.5 years and millions of dollars of state taxpayer money trying to find some dirt on this leader, Lowell Barron, and wound up with zero, with zilch, because if it had been going on during my administration, during my time down there, you can bet your bottom dollar in 2.5 years with the millions he spent investigating me, they would have not only put me in jail, but others that I serve with. It didn't happen. Now, is he going to be vigorous and investigate the governor? At least.
Yes, with all this right in front of his.
Pardon?
Yes, I was just going to say, with all this stuff right here in front of his face, as viciously and aggressively as he went after you with nothing there, look what he's doing now, sitting on his behind and moving slow when all this stuff is in front of the whole state, in front of the whole country's face. I mean, I've seen this this story and the level of Alabama leadership, this Republican supermajority, has reached national. We've always known it here in Alabama. It's reached national. It's a disgrace. It's a shame. And I totally agree with you. We, the Alabama voters, keep falling for this. And this is what we get. Sooner or later, we're going, as Alabama voters, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, you're going to find out that you're going to be responsible for who you put in office. And we all should have seen this. A lot of people who voted against them leaders, they knew it. So what we kind of do is
I couldn't agree more, Marcus. I couldn't agree more. But now let me tell you the sad part about this Governor Bentley thing. I, for one, continues in office because I know the lieutenant governor, and she's even worse than he is. She is deplorable as an elected official, and I'm not saying that because she's a Republican. If she were a Democrat, she's one of the most incompetent people that I have ever served with. She has a substance abuse problem, alcohol, chronic. Everybody that's around her knows this. This has been going on not just recently, for years. when she's got a coffee cup sitting next to her, it does not have coffee in it. And so that's the sad part about where we are. If he's removed from office or if he resigns, it's a worse scenario with Kay Ivey than with him. And these are not things that I read in the newspaper or read out of a book. This is what I observed in many years in Montgomery, spending time around these folks. And it's just sad. It hurts my heart because I love Alabama. I love this state. But we have gone so far back. You know, the Republicans are always wanting to talk about taking our state back, our country back. Listen, they're taking it back to the 40s and the 50s. And if there's another more corrupt time in this state's history, that's where they're taking it back to.
Yes, and what I want to ask you about also is, what is this big mystery about where she's getting her money? I know they have admitted that her and her husband have received got some type of $90,000 plus contract going on with the Biden administration. But what about this mystery of where exactly is her money coming from? And she's making big money.
Well, she got $500,000 during his campaign. That's what she was paid to manage and do what all she was doing during the campaign. That's the same thing that Luther Strange did. He paid his mistress and Miss Garrison some $450,000 or $460,000 during his campaign. And, you know, they were fussing about me of paying my assistant that had been with me a long time a $50,000 bonus when my campaign was over, and I had plenty of campaign money left over. But when you look deeper, these people have done much worse than a $50,000 bonus. Luther was $450,000 or $460,000 to his woman. Bentley is $500,000 during the campaign to his woman. And now, you know, there was just allegations against me and allegations against Luther. But now that the evidence has come forward on Bentley, it's pretty obvious what's been going on behind closed doors with him and the young lady that they say is really the governor, that Bentley is just holding the office, but she's running the show. It's just sad, folks.
It's real bad listening to those auto tapes that they're putting out, and he, even though he's gonna do his best to hang on, and the Democrats are asking for him to resign, and Republicans are asking to resign. I know the Montgomery Republican Executive Committee is putting pressure on him. The thing I'm saying is they're gonna drip. There's more, and it's gonna get juicier and juicier. Besides licking some left ears, I think it's more and more that's going to come out. It's going to be a whole lot worse than him licking on ears and stuff like that for that fetish. It's going to get worse.
I do not think that Bentley will resign after his disastrous divorce settlement. He's given away all of his assets. He doesn't have another job. So his making a living, he's going to be such a flawed person and a personality that I'm not sure he could, and he's getting older, I'm not sure he could practice medicine anymore. What's he going to do to make a living now that he's his 50-year marriage and his divorce settlement is over with? And he's let this situation with the young lady running his office, she's also ruined his future, because she showed.
Yes.
I think she's just smart enough. She and her husband, they're milking this cow for all that's there. It's money. It's just money for them. They've raked in over $1 million in a short period of time with him. And I think the husband knows what's going on. without any doubt, he'd have to be blind not to know what's going on. And he gave her a big ring and endorsement recently. He endorsed her as a loving wife and a loving mother and all that. And she may be.
Mm-hmm.
And she may be the biggest con artist. I think she's smart enough to make money. And I think he is, too. And that's what it's all about for them. And Bentley is an old man getting his jollies off
for it.
Feeling around and whatever else he's been doing, but yet he got elected on family values, Republican family values. If you're not a Christian, you're not my brother or your sister. That's a quote from Bentley.
Yes, and he was recently. I know that church put it on hold, the school put it on hold, but he was recently up for an award from a church about his family values, and they put his award on hold. So that lets you know. Is I tell everybody, you know, I believe in a higher power, but when we start getting into this, some of these religious folks, you just cannot trust what they're saying. When somebody tells me that they are a Christian conservative, I think twice, and I double-check what they're saying. You just cannot go on what these people are saying because they are not practitioners of what they preach.
I could not agree more. This running for political office based on who's the most religious and all that, Ted Cruz is another good example. It just come out that he's had five or six different affairs, and these corrupt people that are hiding behind the cloth, hiding behind God, you know, people have just got voters have got to get smart enough to not be falling for this false witness stuff that's talked about in the Bible. Here we are electing these crummy, scummy people, and most of them are Republican, I might add. I'm just glad that, thank God, I'm not a Republican because I'm not guilty of casting the vote that put Bentley in office or Luther Strange in office. And the folks that did, they ought to turn around and look themselves in the mirror and say, I'm responsible for this foolishness. I feel ashamed. I'm going to be a better informed voter in next election. And I'm going to research who I vote for, and I'm not going to vote for this Republican trash that hides behind the cloth and thumps the Bible and makes the big statements about what a Christian and about their family values. There's not nothing family values or Christian about any of the leadership. The speaker is indicted on 23 felony accounts. Luther Strange carried on an infamous relationship with Jessica Garrison, and she's still in his office, running his office, running the national office. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, pardon? And that ties Luther Strange. I said that ties his hands in some sense. Once he really goes after Bentley, or if he does, which I don't think he will, that's going to expose and rehash his situation. Even if he will be doing his job, he will also be shown as a hypocrite.
You put your finger on the problem. Luther Strange is so compromised that he cannot go after the governor and investigate him. What happened in my case, my attorney asked the judge to allow us to subpoena Luther Strange to testify in my case. The judge left that open. He never ruled on it. Once the judge didn't rule on whether or not we were going to put Luther Strange on the stand, that my case suddenly went away. Luther Strange cannot stand to be deposed and put on a stand, and because all of his shenanigans with Miss Garrison would come out in the open, so the whole bunch is compromised. You can't have clean government when you're dirty and you've been doing the same thing that they're accusing Bentley of doing. So nothing's going to happen as far as the Attorney General's office. I'm shocked beyond belief that the Attorney General's office has done anything about the speaker. $25,000 a month from some pharmaceutical firm in Birmingham to put language in the Medicaid budget or in the budget so Medicaid would have to buy all their drugs through that pharmaceutical house in Birmingham. You know, but I'm not sure that Luther did this. I'm not sure that he meant to. He appointed this guy, Matt Hart, and Matt Hart, I've met him. He was the one that started prosecuting me, so I've met him up close and personal. I think he's a bulldog, perhaps, that Luther Strange couldn't control is the reason they wound up going after and indicting the Speaker of the House. Of course, they said they was going to indict several more initially, but they haven't indicted anybody else. I think there's probably a dozen or two more that was involved in this mess that, for whatever reason, that's all kind of gone away. And now I'm sure the statute's probably running on that stuff. So I don't see any other indictments coming down to go along with the Speaker. But I would be shocked. Pardon?
I was just going to ask you, in your opinion, considering the pitiful crisis situation we're in now, what could be the best end result that could happen from this point right here, in your opinion? What's the best thing that we could have happen right now? In my opinion, I've given it, and I said, first of all, with the financial situation, and we need to accept the Affordable Care Act in its entirety, number one. And I don't think Bentley's got anything else to lose. He could bring in jobs, and he can get the people covered. But in your view, what's the best steps that Alabama can take right now to try to relieve this crisis?
Well, there is no a good solution to the quagmire in the mess that we're in right now. You have absolutely zero leadership in the governor's office. Yeah, all of his credibility and political capital is spent and gone. You have no leadership in the legislature. The speaker, to be under a 23-count felony indictment, and after all the information that's come out, emails that he sent to Governor Riley, and I mean, there's enough evidence already been disclosed publicly to convict him if the jury is halfway decent, and I suppose it will be. So there's no leadership in the legislature. You've got no one there with enough knowledge and backbone to do the right thing. See if the governor had – we've got the worst record of job creation in unemployment. This state is at the bottom in every category. If the governor had just expanded Medicaid, it would have pumped billions of dollars into to our economy. And instead of expanding Medicaid, the legislature is trying to shrink it by $85 million that the governor, as conservative and backward as he is, he at least asked for enough money to keep it afloat at its current level. See, we in Alabama have the lowest Medicaid program of any state in the nation. We've got the bare minimum. We have no extra benefits for a Medicaid recipient. Many states have multiple extra benefits. We have only the bare minimum. If they cut any of the programs that we currently have going, the feds will completely collapse our Medicaid program. They'll take it away from Alabama. So these are the federally required programs is all we have in this state. It's the most bare bones Medicaid program, as I said, of any states, any of the states in the nation. But this bunch don't want to fund the bare minimum. They'll have to have a special session, and they'll get down there and waste millions more of our money, taxpayer money, having special sessions like they did past last budget. So there's not a good solution. The right solution would be to get rid of the legislative supermajority of Republicans, all Republicans, get rid of the lieutenant governor, the governor, loser Strange. This is not going to happen. So we're going to be in this quagmire and mess in this state for the next decade or two. And you know why we're there, Marcus? The voters. The voters started in 2010. They wanted a big deal. They wanted